And now it's time for the quiz show. That's when we bring back Leszek Pawlowicz, our resident quiz master who's won a Jeopardy Tournament of Champions. Each time he's on, he'll play one of us in a game of trivia hosted by our producer, Sarah Ventry. This week, he's playing KJZZ science reporter Andrew Bernier.
Over the last couple of weeks, we gave you a puzzle to solve and randomly selected two correct entries. The puzzle was, an ape is trying to climb on a pole that is 60 feet high. Due to the slippery surface, the ape climbs 3 feet in a minute, only to slip back 2 feet. How much time will it take the ape to reach the top? The answer is 58 minutes. Our randomly selected winners this week are Adrian Major and Jennifer Liebhaber. Leszek will play on behalf of Adrian, and Andrew will play on behalf of Jennifer. Whoever wins will get a special KJZZ item.
Andrew and Leszek, you are both people of science, and you are both outdoorsy types, and I think you have a lot in common, but I have to say, Leszek, Andrew was talking a lot of smack before we started.
Oh, yeah. Mountains of smack.
He's ready to destroy you. So, Leszek, we'll let you go first since you're the reigning champ.
Okay.
All right, Leszek, what actor has reached a tentative settlement with the Water District in Ventura, California, after being accused of stealing water and bringing it across district boundaries during the California drought? Is it Tom Selleck, Andre Brower, or Jack Lord?
I'm so disappointed in Magnum P.I. It's Tom Selleck.
It is Tom Selleck.
Oh, well, I mean, he hasn't really been doing a whole lot lately. So, I mean, if the one way to get on TV. So, there you go.
Andrew, last week, South Carolina State Representative Jenny Horn made a passionate, tearful speech to South Carolina's House of Representatives about why the state should remove the Confederate battle flag from the State House grounds. Jenny Horn is a descendant of which famous Confederate? Robert E. Lee, Jefferson Davis, or Stonewall Jackson?
That would be Jefferson Davis.
It is Jefferson Davis.
There you go. All right.
So we're at 1-1. Leszek, New York Giants defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul became a statistic this year when he was injured on the 4th of July as a result of mishandled fireworks. What happened to him as a result of the accident? Was it that one of his fingers was amputated? He had second-degree burns on his hands, arms, and chest? Or he fell over and twisted his ankle?
One of his fingers got amputated.
That is correct. And we only know that because of a fantastic HIPAA violation. All right, Andrew, you know I love celebrity gossip.
Oh, yes, you do.
Which celebrity couple did not break up recently? Is it Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck, Ryan Gosling and Ava Mendez, or Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick?
Gosling and Mendez.
You are right. Love will never die. They will always be together.
I can only hope.
Okay, Leszek, nothing says summer quite like a big scoop of ice cream. What ice cream company is gearing up to start test production on new batches after it was forced to halt production for some time due to a listeria outbreak? Is it Breyers, Häagen-Dazs, or Bluebell?
It was Bluebell.
It is Bluebell. All right, Andrew, that means this last question you have to get right in order to force a tiebreaker. Otherwise,
right.
Leszek takes home the prize again. All your smack talk is for naught.
Oh, no.
Andrew, one soda company has announced that beginning in August, it will start selling aspartame-free diet soda. Which brand is it? Is it Diet Coke, Diet Sprite, or Diet Pepsi?
Oh, man, this one will be a shot in the dark. I'm going to go with Pepsi, Diet Pepsi.
You are correct.
Excellent.
It's Diet Pepsi.
Nice shot in the dark.
Thank you.
All right. The two of you have forced me to give you a tiebreaker question. So just a reminder, the answer is a numeric answer. You will both have an opportunity to answer, and whoever is closer to the right answer will win. According to 2010 data from Ad Age, how much soda does an American drink each year? Leszek, what's your answer?
Ooh, this is going to be a shot in the dark as well, too. I'm going to say... Do you have a specific unit you want it in? Quarts? Gallons?
I guess it depends on how much soda you think an average American drinks.
I will say 70 gallons.
All right. Andrew?
Well, actually, the number that I had entered my head was 60 gallons, so I think I'll stick with that one.
It's 44.7 gallons, which means,
Andrew,
you have defeated Leszek.
Congratulations.
I've been working on this mountain of smack for so long, and I have now reached the summit. So, Leszek, thank you.
Nice job.
Appreciate it.